Healthcare brings with it needs and hurdles. These include access, quality, affordability, and reliability. My first guest this week created a resource for people in the Sussex County region who have healthcare needs that have either gone unanswered or underserved. His free clinic in Newton opened its doors, has made quality as well as instructive, believe it or not, healthcare available to many, and will continue this mission. At their new location, he would talk about the work of the Free Clinic Newton. Is its founder and medical director, Dr. Jeffrey Lichtner. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me onto your show today.
Well, it's great we had you on when you first opened the doors back in 2012, and you've had some tremendous response and steps forward. Let me give you the website for you listening. It's freecliniknewton.org, freecliniknewton.org. And again, you opened the doors in 2012. You opened some new doors just recently. Talk about your new location.
Well, we were very nicely in partnership with the Moose Lodge, and we remain partnered with the Moose Lodge, but the Moose Lodge is undergoing a serious renovation of the structures that were old and dilapidated, and it became time to find a new place, especially while they went through their reconstruction down there. So we relocated to 67 High Street, which is located still near the heart of downtown, adjacent to the Smith McCracken Funeral Home.
Now, as far as the type of services that Free Clinic Newton provides, talk about what it is, and maybe put a spotlight some of the lesser thought about services, medical services that you provide that people might not think of your facility for.
Well, the Free Clinic Newton was designed to help and support the uninsured and the poor individuals of our community who can't afford health insurance or can't afford health care at the other outlets that are available. That might be the emergency room or Newton Urgent Care or the other urgent facilities that are around in our county. And so this was designed for individuals who definitely have a need for medical care, can't afford that medical care, and they need a place to obtain medications, doctor's interventions, and therapies. So the individuals who are using this are individuals who have an acute problem, and that might be a strain or a broken bone or some other kind of problem that has some significance and it's an immediate problem. And then there are others who have long-term conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, chronic medical conditions that require ongoing care, but they can't afford that ongoing care. In partnership with the hospital, we can obtain laboratory studies and imaging studies, and with partnerships with doctors in the community and their private practices, we can certainly get consultations from professionals to help serve a certain area of the body that is distressed. And so, generally speaking, it's a urgent and a long-term family care location that can provide medical services and also dispense medications to individuals who can't afford those medications.
You mentioned Newton Medical Center as well as the various satellites they have in other hospitals within the region. Your facility, I would imagine, too, would take some of the load off of their services because it's not always the right thing to do and it's not always the best thing to do, but there are people who have been relying on a hospital ER as a primary physician, in a manner of speaking.
Well, that's certainly true. And the emergency room is an expensive place to obtain regular medical care or routine medical care. But if you don't have access to doctors and you don't have the funds to support that, going to a private practitioner or an urgent care requires a certain amount of dollars. The hospital accepts all comers. But then they have bills that are incurred. And especially with the new changes in the healthcare system, it pushes the obligation onto the hospital to collect those dollars that are due, and they start becoming more of a problem for individuals who absolutely can't afford it. Well, if they can't afford it, they can't afford it. And so they need a place where they can get that health care without burdening the system. The system that I'm talking about at the emergency room usually costs about $1,000 per ER visit for an individual to just obtain routine care that they might obtain at the free clinic, which we can deliver for below $10. $10 derived through volunteer donations and the best setup that we have through the federal government and through our local services.
Dr. Jeffrey Lichtner, founder and medical director of Free Clinic Newton, freeclinicnewton.org on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And that's also where you can find out the details of how you are and whether you are eligible for the services provided by Free Clinic Newton. But for the sake of at least a superficial understanding, doctor, is it basically if you have any form of insurance, whether it's private or Medicare, Medicaid, that's your primary coverage to go to primary physician, ER if need be, and that's not necessarily someone who would be eligible for your services.
Well, let's talk about eligibility.
Sure.
The charter for the free clinic is that individuals who use the free clinic services should be below the 200% of the federal poverty level. So to put that in numbers, a family of four with an household income of $44,000 or less certainly qualifies as being below the 200% poverty level. And that poverty level is defined across the United States. So that's our charter. But the reality is that there are individuals who have insurance, perhaps through their employer or even through Obamacare and the exchanges, and their deductibles are very high. And having a high deductible makes it financially difficult for some individuals who live a life that's from hand to mouth, that is to say their check finances them, and there's no room for additional expenditures. And so those individuals with high deductibles would have to pay for their health care, whether it's at the hospital or an urgent situation or at their primary care doctors. And so those people also need our help, and it's impossible to say no to them. There are individuals who have Medicaid, like you described, but they're having a hard time finding either physicians that will take care of them or providing getting services that they need. And there are some individuals, and some of them are Medicare people, who don't have access to medications through their Medicare system. And while they might get care from their primary care doctor under their Medicare, they need access to medications that they can't afford. And so we can help them with that. The bottom line is that we try to identify those individuals who have insurance and encourage them or understand how they could use their insurance to obtain what they need. But we don't have the ability to turn individuals away, and we just hope that citizens in the community don't take unfair advantage of us. But the overall message is that I would rather be taken advantage of than to withhold care from those who need it.
And we've talked about frequently on the show with other guests, too, the New Jersey ranks, as far as physician reimbursement through federal programs, New Jersey ranks one of the lowest, which is why you as a Medicare or Medicaid recipient are having an increasingly difficult time finding local physicians or even any physicians that can serve you as you need. I should mention, too, the free clinic hours are Monday evening, 6 until 8, Thursday, 6 until 8, and Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Again, you get more information at freeclinicnewton.org. And people power has been a huge driving force in the growth of your clinic, too. Talk about the outpouring of support you've gotten on that aspect of the situation.
The free clinic is really a wonderful opportunity for citizens from all different sectors of healthcare and not healthcare to participate in the medical care to our community. So the clinic is basically made up of four major groups of individuals who volunteer. Physicians, obviously. We have six physicians that volunteer. And I'm going to include wonderful nurse practitioners and physician assistants who are licensed in the state to deliver healthcare independently and write prescriptions. And they're involved in the delivery of healthcare system at that level of doctor. Then there are individuals who are nurses, and those nurses might be hospital-employed nurses, they might be caregivers in homes, or in some other kind of nursing situation, and they want to have a more direct nursing experience or a change-up in their nursing adventure, and they volunteer at the clinic. And the third group is technicians, and this is a wide group of people who are familiar with medicine. They're involved in as emergency medical technicians, EMTs out in our ambulances. They're providing respiratory therapy technicians or x-ray technicians, or pharmacy technicians. These people are familiar with medicine. They're not prescribing individuals, but they do know how to work with patients, and they know how to work with medications, and they know how to work with technology. And those individuals have a very important role in making sure that the clinic continues to move forward. And the fourth category, and perhaps the most important category, is the lay population of volunteers who have always been interested in medicine, always wanted to volunteer in some medical capacity, but they don't have any medical experience. And this is an opportunity for those citizens who want to be involved in some administrative capacity, for example, front desk, helping individuals with charts, or finding resources for the community, all structured around the free clinic. And those individuals really enjoy being involved in medicine. We have so many phone calls, so many individuals who are lost or need help, and we have really an army of volunteer lay individuals who have gotten smart on community resources who can then communicate to patients or individuals desperate or moving through our area who need to have access to either health care resources or perhaps domestic abuse resources or pregnancy assistance or homeless shelters or food or clothing banks. And our family of volunteers definitely helps provide that level of attention.
And when you consider, take into consideration that the patient traffic is averaging around 1,200 patients a year, with no doubt growth of that number still to continue, the importance of volunteer efforts on the medical and the, as I'll say, civilian side of the situation is going to grow in need and importance for Free Clinic Newton as well. You can find out more information about volunteer opportunities. You can download applications at freeclinicnewton.org. And if you don't have the time but you want to give your support, partnerships, sponsorships, you can find out more about that as well at freeclinicnewton.org to make sure the doors stay open, the lights stay on, and the services continue to provide answers to needs and continue to grow in the days ahead. Again, freeclinicnewton.org is a website for everything you need to know about Free Clinic Newton. We've been joined this morning by their founder and medical director, Dr. Jeffrey Ligner. And Doctor, thanks so much for how you help us understand the value of community effort, for the opportunity you give for the community members who have needs to find answers. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and good luck with all things.